The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so he wants to know if he's a jerk for asking people to evaluate his free roof. Hear me out. I say this like I'm the one who wrote in.
Hear me out.
No, I didn't, but Dylan did, and I used his real name, so I hope he doesn't mind.
Ooh, Dylan.
Dylan, it says, am I the jerk? Hi. We recently had a new roof installed, but I noticed some issues with the workmanship. When I brought this up to my wife, she reminded me that we should be grateful for getting a new roof, especially since it was covered by insurance.
Oh,
however,
that's how it was free. I was wondering how it was a free roof.
However, after realizing how poor the quality was, I reached out to our siding vendor who also handles roofing and a friend of mine who's a roofing sales manager. He called everybody in the...
Everybody. You know people know people.
He's got roofing guys everywhere.
Right, right. Hey, send me a few. Mm-hmm. I need a new roof, dog. But that's beside the point. I'm
then
still listening to your problem.
On, yeah, he says, both of them gave the job a very low rating, scoring it poorly out of a 10.
Actually, don't send me nobody. Yeah, never mind. I'll figure it out myself.
And then he says, am I wrong for asking other vendors to evaluate the roofing work even though we didn't pay for it? My main concern is that even though the roof was covered by insurance, it was still a large expense, and we may not be lucky enough to have insurance cover it again if the poor workmanship causes future problems.
That part.
And then Dylan said, I have added pictures for reference, which means nothing to the people listening on the radio. It's more for us, DZ.
Well, I'm not even.
I know, but I haven't looked at them yet because I feel like we should have the same experience as the listeners. Because I don't know what to say right now about the pictures.
Well, then what's the point of working here then if we don't get inside looks, man? That's stupid.
Fair. Noted. But we're not going to look just yet. But is he the jerk for basically bringing others in and then criticizing the free roof he got? Is he being ungrateful? Is he the jerk?
I do want to answer unbiasedly, so I'm down to wait until after we answer and everybody else. Yes, 100%. I don't care.
Okay, 414-533-1037. Now, you can text or call. That number works for both, and we now also have the amazing voice message feature where you can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app, right? One on the Listen Live page for Kiss FM.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways to contact us. You can even send an Am I the Jerk there. Is Dylan the jerk for getting a free roof through insurance and then bringing in people to evaluate it and saying it sucks?
This one's actually tough, man. This one's actually tough.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Kendall and Racine texted in and said, not the jerk, just because it's a free roof doesn't mean it can be done poorly. Oh, okay, Kendall.
I mean, the poor work is subjective to the individual. How do we know the work is actually poor?
Absolutely. And it was free.
Right. It was covered. You ain't pay for it.
Sometimes
what you mad at?
You get what you pay for, unfortunately.
I mean, and when you're not the one that pays for it, you can't throw a fit. You get what you get.
Well, Lisa's in Sheboygan. We have one of the callers. This just happened to them, so I can't wait to get to them. But let's start with our girl Lisa, who has her own theme song.
Turn up the music. Turn down the lights.
Lisa.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, we haven't talked to you since you left us a voice message playing Did You Ever Know You're My Hero?
Yeah, well, you guys are. You know, I just wanted to vocally share that with you guys.
Well, we appreciate
it. I could have sang it, which would have been worse.
Thank you for not singing it.
Yeah, just tell us if you think he's a jerk or not the jerk for having others evaluate the free roof he got.
Ready, set, go.
No, he's not the jerk. Here's why. So, yes, insurance paid for it basically up front, but insurance also, we're paying for out of pocket too. We pay for our insurance monthly. There's obviously probably some kind of deductible that this person is paying, probably not a small one. So ultimately, yes, it's getting covered right away, but we're still in the long run paying for that coverage.
Yep. And that's what someone Phil in Mount Pleasant texted in basically what you're saying. He said, even though it was free, somebody still paid for it,
it's
going to impact their insurance premiums. Got to make sure it's done correctly.
Is their insurance about to go up because of this claim?
I don't know, but it's definitely, they're right. What him and Lisa are saying is paid for.
Yeah.
A company got paid for this roof, whether it was done correctly or not.
Right.
Somebody paid that, and somebody should be held accountable if it sucks. I get that.
Right. I get it. I do get it.
You could pay for homeowners insurance for 25 years and never utilize it.
Right.
So add up all those monthly payments to whatever that might be. Well, that's technically your new roof right there. You're paying for it in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa. You have to bring that much logic to start it off with, but we'll allow.
Oh, sorry. Too much coffee.
Where's the crazies at? No. You're too smart this morning.
Caller 2 and 3?
Fingers crossed.
Maybe. All right, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Trish in Milwaukee, are you going to be one of the crazies? Just kidding. Hi.
Good morning, Trish.
Trish is the one who just went through this, she said.
Oh, what a Trish. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Please say jerk. Please say jerk.
Yeah.
No, not the jerk at all, because that is your equity in your home. If I want to sell my home and my roof is not correctly done, all of that was for nothing.
True.
Like when they did my roof, they forgot to do the ventilation system on the top, and then they roofed over my vents so I couldn't ventilate my house.
So your house wasn't, your house wasn't ventilating properly at all.
Over your ventilation. Oh.
So they didn't cap any of the vents properly and you just got your house re-roofed?
They, bunch of morons.
They literally took the roof off and then
put a new one on.
Put a new one on.
They didn't know what they were doing.
With no vents. So you just had a flat roof.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, bleep no. A couple bleeps no.
Unbelievable. So did you get it fixed?
What?
Did it get fixed?
Yeah, they came back and fixed it, but it was a nightmare. It was supposed to be done in like 3 days. It took like over a month. I'm like, it is a roof.
Well, I get it.
You have one job.
I don't know how easy roofing is, but it doesn't seem like it's something that should take a month, right?
There's vents there. Like, I mean, paying you to do a job. One way or another, you're getting paid to do a job, so you need to do that job correctly.
Somebody said have the city inspector check it out.
Oh.
And that's not a bad idea.
Actually, we are going to have to, because now whenever we do the laundry, we can smell like almost sewage smell or something, because something's not correctly vented. And so now I have to get someone out here to inspect it in the attic, because they didn't.
Trish, you can just write in next, okay? You're the next time on a jerk, okay? Or for what would DZ do? Either one, your pick.
So
oh
many
my
things
gosh.
To say, but I'm actually speechless. Okay, all right.
Wow.
Trish,
I'm not disagreeing. Not the jerk, Trish.
Not the jerk.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Liz and Racine texted in and said he's not a jerk. A roof is at least $20K. It depends on the house and the roof. Not all are $20K.
True.
It depends on the roof. Free or not, a new roof should last at least 10 to 20 years. If the roof fails, they're responsible for paying.
Yeah. And I mean, and as an adequate business, you would assume that the business wants to not just represent their work appropriately, but then come take care of their work appropriately.
And honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much it costs, because no matter who did your roof, it's thousands of dollars. Even if it's high or low, it's thousands.
A major expense is a major expense, whether it's on the high side of major or on the low side of major.
Once you go over like a vacuum cleaner, it's a big expense to me. If you're not buying like a $200 vacuum or a $100 microwave,
to me, major appliances are a major expense.
Big
huge.
Time.
Big appliances are a major expense. Mm-hmm. Washers, dryers, and anything bigger. Furnaces
totally.
Count. ACs, yup, all that. Roofs, definitely.
Yep. Let's go to Hannah in Milwaukee.
Morning, Hannah. Did you bring a broom for the house?
Good morning. I got the broom.
Sweep it out.
Listen to this. So Dylan's going to love this, Am I the Jerk? Because everybody's telling him he's okay if he wants
solid.
To complain about the free roof he got.
Well, what is wrong with all these roofing people? Like,
right?
Why can't they do their job? I don't understand this.
Is this a common thing with roofers or something?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I know, right?
Because Trisha's problem. Have you had roofing problems, Anna?
No, but I'm saying if we need to replace our roof, I'm going to be lurking around like, did you cut around the ventilation? Did you?
Did you cap my roof properly? Matter of fact, let me just go up there with y'all. I'ma help. I'ma help. Where the shingles at?
Hold on, Hannah.
Exactly.
Somebody just texted in, a bird literally took a dump on your roof this morning. Okay, that doesn't mean we don't need a good roof, okay?
Right?
I cannot.
Some of y'all are people's children's.
I really like water not to be seeping through my ceiling. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, in Trisha's world, bro, like, she's got sewage now when she's doing laundry. Could you imagine the nightmares that people have had with their roofs?
No, but now I'm starting to think I might have solved a problem for somebody else in my life, because you might, DZ and Hannah, listen to this. I was just at my neighbor's. They've had a ton of work done. She goes, every time I do laundry now, it smells like someone went to the bathroom.
It could be a ventilation.
No.
It's all hidden. We literally just had this conversation
Trish just
a day
solved
ago.
It.
She just solved why my neighbor was saying it smells like sewage when it's all hitting me at once. So even though it was a clean sweep, I feel like we solved other people's problems today who have that sewage smell in the laundry room now.
I know there's somebody else in the car going, whoa.
Where's the ventilation?
Hannah's about to smell her laundry next going, whoa.
It smells like rotten eggs.
Check your roofs.
And it shouldn't when you just did clean laundry. The washer should not smell like that.
Check your vents, y'all. Check your vents, y'all.
Oh,
yeah.
So smart.
So smart.
Bye, Hannah.
On you.
Stop gassing the rub. We'll talk to you later.
Who needs to call men to fix things when you got Allie in the neighborhood? Allie's here to solve all your problems.
At least we're helping somebody, because we definitely didn't help them.
Well, Dylan, I feel bad because he got a bad roof, but I don't really know what to say about it.
And now it's just a process of getting it fixed, mm-hmm. right? Because sure, you got your peoples to come look at it, Dylan, but you're still struggling with a poorly done roof.
Yeah.
Now what's next? Is it about to be the same concept where you thought it was going to be a couple days and it's going to turn into a couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Problem's not over. We just need the update. And can we look at the pictures now?
Yeah, we need to look at the pictures. But DZ, I don't know what the hell. It's a roof. Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Let me see here. Let me look at my, let me get my peepers on.
Hell?
Oh man, dude, that's
let
not capped properly.
Oh, okay.
So
you
that's going to allow animals,
you know, all
critters,
the guy stuff,
weather, rain, condensation, snow.
Am I allowed to put his pictures up on Facebook with the submission?
Terrible pitch angle. That's going to, again, allow critters,
Dylan,
rodents.
Can you message me and tell me if I'm allowed to post these pics so our listeners can actually see them on Facebook? Because I happily will.
That actually is badly done. And I don't know much about roofs. I'll tell you that right now. From what I do know, from what I don't know, that is bad.
Looks like garbage.
Well, it doesn't even look like garbage. It's going to hold up like garbage. It's not weather protected properly.
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't angled the right way. Things aren't flattened nor fastened the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's going to have to redo that roof in less than 5 years if he doesn't get that fixed now.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on it. I put money on it. And I can't even do that. That's illegal.
I forgot we were talking because I'm too busy looking at the roof.
Yeah, you forgot we was doing our job on it. It's like, yes, Quang. Yes.
Whatever you said, DZ.
Pop
yep,
off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wasn't
even
girl.
Listening.
Yeah, girl.
Goodness gracious.
Get pop off, he said. All right. You're not the jerk, Dylan. You're not the jerk.
Good for you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.